flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here's Barkley, a little shovel, looking for an edge, gets it, Saquon Barkley, first down, Barkley, oh! Saquon, touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to do a deep dive right here on void years.
And politics.
And probably not that. No. And so we're going to get into some specifics here, but I want to talk about this to show why the Cowboys are so far behind going into 2025 and potentially beyond. But real quick, how much do you care about this? Because this doesn't feel right, but it is amazing. Dove Kleiman, who may or may not be a real person, is reporting that the NFL combine record for fastest throw by a quarterback is held by Joe Milton and Josh Allen at 62 miles an hour.
Wow.
And today, Dylan Gabriel from Oregon threw the ball at 74.9 miles per hour. That feels insane jump.
The 5 foot 10 kid just threw one.
Smoked the guard right in his back with it.
And it went through him.
They're like, we have no clue where it was supposed to go because he can't get the ball over these guys because he's too short.
I think there's a list out there that has every
seem like what gun were you using?
That was the Mike Bassett got through 91 gun.
Yeah, because that seems like way too big of a jump. Fastest ever. And then this dude threw it 12 miles an hour harder.
Yes. It feels odd.
It seems like somewhere in 52 to 54 is the sweet spot for quarterback. Like all the really good quarterbacks are kind of in that range. The higher you go, it's like, oh yeah, that's great, but that's insane. That's impressive. Josh Allen, though, obviously is a very interesting study on that.
And I think Joe Milton has potential. All right. So a few people sent this to me, and I think it did come out yesterday. SpoTrack has...
Mahomes was 55, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, then if you're at 55, I think you could be just fine. SpoTrack put out the list of teams going into 2025, kind of sorted out by void cap. So how much dead money they're going to have off of void years next year. Philadelphia, New York Jets, Houston, San Francisco, New Orleans, Carolina, Minnesota, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Dallas. Those are the top 10 in the league. Two of those teams made the playoffs.
Really?
So two of the top 10 in the most voided money made the playoffs. And so that's why I wanted to bring that up. And if you're asking to start, and this is very fair, what exactly is a void year? So we've talked about this a lot, and it's an interesting phenomenon that feels fairly new. I don't know how many years it's been going on. where essentially, like, Dak Prescott is a great example. We all know that Dak Prescott signed a four-year, $240 million deal, right? But there are also four more void years on his contract. So technically, his contract is like kind of 8 years for $240 million. But all of those years, they don't plan on actually having that player contracted. They're just using that so they have more room to spread out the money.
Okay.
I don't know who came up with this, but it is very clever.
There's no like particular start date on this either. I just went to look that
say,
up. Yeah.
If there is, I don't know what it is. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this so much is people keep asking.
It's like deferred money?
No. The player, that is actually different. The player still gets the money on schedule. You are just able to use these fake void years as a place to spread out the rest of the money against the cap. Dallas loves to do this. And that's a huge problem because the way they do it,
I think the Bills do too.
Actually, the Bills aren't that bad at this next coming year. So the Bills and Detroit both only have $5.7 million of void money. Kansas City, $1.8 million. So you see that at least for the upcoming season, they haven't gone heavy into this. But the one outlier is Philadelphia. So Philadelphia is at the top of the list for voided money, $26.2 million. That means that next year, they already have $26 million of their cap wiped out. Whereas next year, the Cowboys have $12.7 million of their cap wiped out. But the question that comes up time and time and time again, how does Philadelphia keep signing these players?
Yes.
How do they have money and the Cowboys have no money? So I'm going to point to a very troubling comparison. And I'm sorry if this hurts anybody's feelings, but it is what it is. Dak Prescott next year. Right now, his salary cap hit is $89.9 million. Next year, for Philadelphia, contracts of CJ Gardner-Johnson, Brandon Graham, Saquon Barkley, Bryce Huff, Dallas Goedert, Darius Slay, A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts all equal that.
Okay.
And it's actually $200,000 less, but when we're talking about this money, who cares? So think about it. For what you're putting on the field in Dak Prescott, the Eagles will match that cap-wise with Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Darius Slay, Dallas Goedert, Bryce Huff, Saquon Barkley, Brandon Graham, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
And that's eight really good players.
That is like, that's astonishing.
Eight Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber players.
Exactly.
That I was talking about you can't get.
Yes.
Okay. But so, if you did what you could get, or if you didn't do these void years, you could get them?
You could, and this is where part of this will feel unhelpful to people, except we'll be like, we asked them not to do this.
Okay.
Right?
You have definitely asked them in person.
Yes.
To their face.
Yes. We asked the Cowboys not to do this with Dak Prescott, because look at what's going to happen. Let's compare Dak and Jalen Hurts. And I'm not comparing to say like one is better than the other or anything like that. Y'all can have that debate all you like. But here are the cap hits for Dak Prescott the next 4 years. And I know I've gone over this before, and I'm sorry if it's irritating people. $89.9 million, $67.7 million, $61.7 million, and $71.7 million. Here are the cap hits for Jalen Hurts the next 4 years. $21.8, $31.8, $41.8, and $47.1. You see the shocking difference every single year. So if you think Jalen Hurts is better than Dak Prescott, the Eagles are going to be getting him at about $30 to $35 million cheaper every single year. If you think Dak's better, then that's fine. Do you think he's $35 million better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all of that.
Yeah.
So how the hell did Philadelphia pull this off? So let's go all the way down to 2028. Jalen Hurts has $97 million of dead money coming up in 2028. So that feels like a huge problem for the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except, of course, for the fact that Jalen Hurts will be 30.
Okay.
So if you want to bring him back, you can set up a new ridiculous 5 to 6 year contract, at which point you can start massaging that money all across those next 6 years, which is great because he's 30 or he'll be 30 and you still think he can play. What happened with the Cowboys is they decided to follow that same idea going into age 32 season for Dak Prescott. Now, it could absolutely backfire on Philadelphia.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think that Jalen Hurts is not that good, or you think he's going to get hurt, or you think in 5 years they're going to be like, ugh. Then you're right. This could crush the Philadelphia Eagles. But what have they done with that money? They've been to the Super Bowl twice in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. They've maximized their opportunity.
Exactly. And I feel like that's a risk worth taking. For Dallas, the problem that they ran into with Dak Prescott is they were still on the hook for about $45 to $50 million with his deal. So instead of going into this season and saying, maybe you're here, maybe you're not, let's play it out and see what happens and we'll take the hit if we need to. Does that mean 2025 would be a very sad year? Yes, it would. Because you would already be missing $45 to $50 million from your salary cap on top of the 12.7 you already owe. But you could take that number 12 pick. You could take the fact that you might not have a real quarterback. Take a step back. Get more draft assets for 2026. And then guess what your salary cap hit would be for Dak Prescott in 2026? Nothing.
So we could win the Super Bowl in 26.
You could have if you would have followed what we all said to do. It would have been nothing. And so the Cowboys chose not to do that. And so what they're going to tell you, and I guarantee you, you're going to see an article about this in the next 7 months, probably sooner. Dak Prescott's contract has been tweaked up. With this new design, he will save the Cowboys approximately, I don't know, like $28 million in salary cap space, which is great, right?
That feels great.
Where does that money go?
Into my pocket as a fan.
It goes into the next 3 years of his contract, where if you remember, the salary cap hits are already $67.7, $61.7, and $71.7 million. So now you have to take that $28 million and add $9 million to every single one of those years. Or...
it's 37.
Exactly. So now you're talking about $70 million, $80 million, and $77 million. Okay. Or what they'll probably do is still leave it all at the end. After his career is over, you think Dak Prescott is going to be good to go to be re-signed in 2029 at the age of 36?
I'm not.
Given okay.
I'm not there.
So guess what? Now you're going to get all the way to 2029 and you're going to owe that big money for Dak Prescott. And if you're like, what's the difference between the Cowboys and the Eagles? The difference is the Eagles took that chance and used all of that money to get all of the players I listed. And I'm going to say it one more time because I ran this math multiple times and I was like, there's no way that can be true. Next year, the salary cap hit for Dak Prescott as it stands right now is the same as Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Darius Slay, Dallas Goedert, Bryce Huff, Saquon Barkley, Brandon Graham, and CJ Gardner-Johnson. The reason why I use those players, none of them are on rookie deals. I made sure to not include any rookie player on this list. Because if you do that, then you can fake the numbers all you want. The Eagles used all of that money to go get other players and push for it now. Maybe they win the Super Bowl next Sunday.
Well,
maybe they don't.
I don't know if you heard or not, Kevin. there's no clock. There's no clock on the Jerry said that. There's no clock, no time frame clock that says I have to do these things.
Yeah.
He doesn't set a window. Stevens told us they kind of work with a 3-5. They adjust it every year. But they work within that and say, okay, let's go back and do this next time. So there's no clock for them to feel that urgency of, we have to do it in this window. We need to win this year.
And that's the issue. I know there's no clock because I've watched the way they've run the cap the last 10 years. Now, I can't tell you before that because I can't really say I was into capology and everything like that 10 years ago. In the last 10 years, I have watched how they operate this cap. And guess what? I can tell that there's no urgency every single year. That's why they're like, let's give Dak the money. What's the difference?
Why don't you root for the Commanders? They seem to have it going on.
I can't.
They got a coach that went to his owner, and his owner was like, I need to win now. I need to make a statement. I don't want this organization to be what it's been. Dan Snyder tried to hold the keys from us.
I think this is tough. Like, if Ross Perot Jr. was still the Mavericks owner, I'd be like, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. I get he's not trying to win and is not ever going to try to win until he sells the team. What's the point? I know I hate saying this, but what's the point?
And just like, I'm looking right now, the Commanders 3 hours ago posted this from GM Adam Peters. Every year's different. Every team's different. This is where we ended up this year. Every team starts again at the bottom. Once the season's over, we're 0-0. Every single day, we're just going to have to get better. But don't you feel like he has a window that he needs to win in?
Yes.
So he's going to make moves that within that window, I feel like I need to make these kinds of deals so that I can at least get myself a shot in these 2 years.
So think about these. I want to bring up these two texts from the 214. So you're telling me the Cowboys signed bad contracts. Shocking. No, that is not the point of this at all. It's the way they structure the contracts that is just really, really foolish. And then the other thing, if you restructured some of these deals, could you go after free agents? So that's the next part I just want to throw out there. We said yesterday, because they'll flip the switch on the Dak deal, and I get it, $28 million. Are you eventually going to have to pay for that big time? Yes, you are. But you just created $28 million. You give Micah Parsons a bump up from the Chris Jones deal, I can create about another $14 to $15 million right there. All right, all of a sudden, you got no salary cap money. I just gave you $42 million like that. Mm-hmm. And I can do that with a bunch of other players. You can do that with CeeDee Lamb. You can do that with several other players on the roster. You're eventually going to pay the price for that. But then, if you think those players are there, and that entire press conference told me time and again, we're right there. We're right around the rim. Do you know how many people told me that we could be really good? Then spend that money to fortify your team and prove it.
Did you see this Kevin, you sound dumb text?
Oh, man.
Kevin, you sound dumb. Jerry told me Monday that he's really good at the cap. He wouldn't lie. He's a Hall of Famer.
He does it at 3 a.m.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
He wakes up at 3 and says, you know what? Let's fix the cap today.
You know what I want to do at 3 a.m.?
Sleep. Work on the cap. Look, I gotcha. I don't, and that might be unfair. I just fundamentally don't believe that. And also the way they operate the cap looks like they're like, well, we can never sacrifice 2029. Who gives an F about 2029 if you could win next year? Because you know what you can do in 2029? You have 4 years to plan it. So let's figure that out.
Why put off till tomorrow what now can be done today?
Yes, yes.
Let's win right now. And so you know what? 4 years from now.
The Eagles, what are they saying right now? Hey, I think Jalen Hurts is really good. But if he starts to suck in the next 4 years, we got 4 years to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys are like, well, I can't risk this year because people might turn off their TV.
Yeah, a lot of times they get they make a move and then they're scared to ever make that move again because it bit them in the butt before.
Sounds like you need to take a load off, Kevin.
Oh, on a Wednesday.
I mean, at this point, you're frustrated. There's nothing you can do about it. You have no control over the Cowboys, yet you're trying to control something you can't control.
I know.
This is where we say,
You feel Kevin, me on this, though, with the Mavericks, right? You do this all the time. Yeah. Okay.
My wife thinks I'm a Jack Nicholson in the movie The Shining when they find, like, just random...
All work and no... Yeah, and scribblings everywhere. I hear you.